Hi, this is Chris, and welcome to the third Mid-Hiatus podcast. We have a little bit of new stuff, both in the way of characters and plot. This could contain a li very little spoiler information, but there also has been talk that all of this is disinformation. So, if you don't want to hear spoilers, then turn it off. But I advise you that this probably doesn't contain any spoilers, but if you're are really careful about that. I'm on the edge, so I don't like spoilers, so I'm hoping that this is just disinformation, so that I don't know what's gonna happen. Now once I find out something that implicates any of this as spoiler, I'll tell you guys before the podcast. Hopefully none of this is really spoiling. I mean the characters, that's not really a spoiler because it doesn't tell you what they do, but I think some of the plot could be, so I'll just make sure that I tell you if that is that's really gonna be a spoiler, because I really don't like spoilers either. I think they destroy the whole subject of 24, where at the end of every episode they leave you in a cliffhanger, so if you read a spoiler, it's just a total waste of what the 24 producers do. So we'll just start off with characters. Okay, I'll just start off with the characters by repeating who we have as the old characters, which would be Kiefer Sutherland as Jack, Marilyn Ratchkov as Chloe, Kim Raver as Audrey, James Morrison as Bill, Gregory Itzen is Charles, Jean Smart is Martha, Glenn Morshower is Aaron Pierce. I think I said the wrong person in the last podcast, so just note that. Jane Atkinson will be Karen, and Carlo Rotto will be Morris O'Brien. And for the new characters, we have Alexander Siddig as a terrorist, Michael Angrano as Scott. We don't know where he fits in yet. They haven't released that. Marisol Nichols will be director of CTU. The name is unknown as of now. Peter MacNichol will be a high-ranking government official. We don't know his character name yet. Regina King will be Angela Palmer, who's an advocacy lawyer. And just in case you don't remember from any of the last podcasts, she'll be the sister of Wayne and David Palmer. Fazim Fazl is just known to be in the cast. We don't know what his name is, how he'll be associated with any of this. And last but not least, Cal Penn. He'll be associated with the Islamic Mosque that is involved in a terrorist threat. Now, I think you'll notice that I didn't name any new characters. That's because between this podcast and the last podcast, none have been named. If anyone's come out, I'll just release a little podcast, a 1 or 2 minute podcast with the name of them and any more stuff. So be expecting one or two of those between this and the next podcast. I don't find it very unlikely that I'll have to do a few of those for new characters. I guess we'll go on to the plot right now. Okay, now back to the plot. I'll repeat this, and we do have a few new things, so just listen for those at the end. It has been said that none of season 6 will be shot on location in New York because they can have the same plot in LA, but they won't have the location disorientation. And as I said in the last podcast, I suspect it also has to do with them having to fly people around. Rumor has it that a terrorist in season 6 will be connected with a terrorist in season 4, so watch for that. It is said that Jack Bauer has been or will be being held in a high security prison near Syria. And there's a note to watch season 4, episode 23, last scene. Cheng will go into a little bit more detail about that. There are rumors that the president will be Wayne Palmer or Secretary James Heller. I find it hard to believe that James Heller will be it, because they released a little bit of information from Fox that Wayne Palmer will be president. But then again, it can always be misinformation, which the next thing also says it'll take 3 months, take place 3 months after season five, which in relation to the president, they don't have enough time in 3 months to do a re-election. So I would suspect it's either neither of them will be president, or it'll take the season will take place much longer than 3 months after season five. So I'm guessing that some of that is misinformation, but then again, Fox may do that. I don't know why, because it wouldn't make it all very much sense. And it is said that season six will take place in the middle of a terrorist attack. It'll start in the middle of a terrorist attack. That's new to to the producer of 24. I will see how they do it, if that is true. Milo from season one will be returning to the cast as a regular. It is unclear how he'll return. Now, he was in season one. He was in one of the 24 books I read, which that book is supposed to take place in like 1993 or something. So that would be nice to have him return. And rumor has it that Jack will once again be a drug addict. I remember that, what was that, season two, I think, where he was the drug addict for the, that's what he had to do to get on the inside of Ramon Salazar's little group. So we'll see how that turns out. Hopefully that's disinformation, because Jack was discredited a lot by his CTU, superiors, because he was, when they found the heroin thing. So we'll just see how that works out, and that's about it. You can find our website, as I mentioned in the network-wide announcement, at web.mac.com/udt.seal.team.6, and also, as I mentioned in that podcast, we are trying to get a better URL that's just probably going to be either 2400view.com or UDTmedianetwork.com. So be watching for that. I'll put a podcast out when that comes out, so all of you know and can check it out. And that about wraps things up for today. So thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of your week.